Well, Tom, I've been doing some reviews on that radio, and as well as its sister UV32, the one that's not DMR, and some of those are even getting sent back for a variety of reasons. But one thing I would recommend is don't use their belt clip holster thing, because I read a lot that those things have a tendency to break, and there is a rugged one that's like printed aftermarket, probably about $20, but I think it looks a lot more sturdier than one that comes with the radio, from what I've read about it. But like I said, it's just, if Baofeng's not willing to swap out a damaged mic, just as simple as that, look, I'll send you the damaged one, send me a new one, you know, and I'd be a happy camper, because Amazon's not going to do anything for me. The seller at Amazon's not going to do anything for me. And, I mean, I'm not even out $20. I think with shipping and handling, it came to like $19.99 or something like that. So $20 isn't $20. That's just one less pizza I eat. But it's just the fact that I don't do business with people like that. If you're not even willing to work with me and I'm sending you information that this thing is flawed and I'm not the only one, read the seller's information, you know, about the critique on it. And everybody's got the same complaints. The PTT on the side fails first. The switch for high-low volume doesn't work. And the only button that works is, like, it's an orange PTT-looking panic button, but it just gives you a second option of pressing the mic. That's the only button that works. And everybody's got the same problem. If that's not a design flaw, I don't know what is. And they won't do anything about it. So I just said, okay, fine, I'll never buy any of your products, whether it's a DM32 or anything else.
If people stop buying that crappy, shitty radio, maybe it'll stop. That's all they care about.